Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You know, sometimes when you cheer for the Vancouver Canucks, you look at the 50 years, you look at all the losing, and you think, damn, why do I cheer for this team? But if there's one reason why you should be proud to be a Vancouver Canucks fan, it might not be on the ice, but it's up in the broadcast booth. I'm Trevor Beggs. Welcome to the Quickie, part of the Canucks Misconduct Network. Four shows on that network, three different hosts. We have fun. We give you the hockey talk. We give you the puck talk. Sometimes we give you the bullshit. We give you everything, especially in this time of quarantine, staying at home, staying safe. Now, one thing I want to talk about today, again, I mentioned it, broadcasting in Vancouver. Now, The Athletic released their 2020 NHL broadcast rankings. John Shorthouse and John Garrett came in 12th. You know, not bad, respectable. Kyle Dubas said that Shorthouse was 11 spots too low. I also kind of agree with that too. You know, from everyone I really read about on that list, you know, the Carolina Hurricanes came number one with John Forslund and Tripp Tracy. I do think they're a great duo. You know, that's hockey, baby. It's kind of sticking to Carolina. I think it gets a little annoying after a while. But regardless, in Vancouver, we have been blessed with great hockey broadcasters over the years. And it's been through almost our whole history. You know, Jim Robson, he's obviously an absolute legend. For you younger fans who don't know a lot about Jim Robson, it's probably the Bure call with his triple overtime winner. Perhaps it's Gray Adams scoring in the Stanley Cup final. Jim Robson has been around for almost the entirety of the Canucks history. I think he does a fantastic job in the booth. Of course, Tom Larshai was his color commentator for part of that. And Tom Larshai, such a legend that the most positive guy in Canucks Twitter, Tej Dollywall, has got to name a podcast after him. But Larshai's worth it. And look, color commentators, a lot of the time, they're allowed to be a bit more biased than the play-by-play announcer. Tom Larshai is no different. He's clearly got a Canucks bias. You know, I think there's a couple goals where he just shouts, yes, right when the Canucks would score a big goal. That's fine. You're a local broadcaster. You're allowed to be a bit biased. There's certain levels of bias, I think, that color commentators have where you kind of toe that line between cringe and, you know, the right amount of positivity. Sometimes I do feel like John Garrett, for example, does get a bit cringy in his overt positivity of the Canucks, but calls not going their way. I personally prefer if color commentators kind of drop that. Don't be so annoying. Don't be like Jack Edwards. By the way, Boston Bruins, worst ranking, well-deserved. But John Garrett and John Shorthouse, you know, I think they're easily a top 10 duo. John Shorthouse kind of keeps John Garrett in check sometimes, you know? But Shorthouse, I agree. I think he's among the best of the best broadcasters out there. Now, let me talk about a couple other broadcasters before we get done here on the Quickie. Brendan Batchelor, he was recently on Power of the Towel with Nick Bondi. He does a great job of bringing the game to life, too, on radio. Again, I listen to someone like Corey Hirsch. He's a bit too biased for my liking. But Brendan Batchelor is certainly a rising star there. We had John Abbott on radio, TSN 1040 radio, for a couple years there. I thought he did an admirable job. He got the call to do the World Juniors and the World Championships for TSN. That's credit to his great job behind the mics, too. A couple more names, Jim Houston. I still think Jim Houston might be my favorite broadcaster from Vancouver. Perhaps part of his nostalgia, but I think he just does a fantastic job of calling the game. Even if he is getting older now, he's not losing his grasp on hockey. Toronto fans might hate on him sometimes, but Jim Houston, still among some of the best. And last but not least, I got to mention one guy who's not in the Vancouver market anymore, but Rick Ball, who does the Flames broadcast for Sportsnet. The Flames were a bottom 10 team, and I get that Rudy's, he's a bit biased himself. But man, oh man, Rick Ball is one of the best play-by-play announcers out there. We've had them all come through Vancouver. Lots of great broadcasters. Even if the hockey hasn't been great, the broadcasters do help bring that game to life just a little bit more. We might not be behind the mics calling the shots play-by-play-wise, but we're behind the mics trying to give you content to laugh, smile, and think about. Here on the Nuxmas Content Network, thanks for listening. Enjoy your quarantine. Remember, go subscribe to the Nuxmas Content Network. Lots of shows for you for whatever tickles your fancy. Go get your fancy tickled. Go get the network. And take care.